Good morning, good afternoon.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to First Sys Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is June the 3rd. June the 3rd. How fast time is flying. So we know that Jesus is coming. He's coming very soon. Some of us are still asleep in the light, but God wants us to be ready. Always be ready to what the Word of God says, and to be ready every day knowing that Jesus is coming soon. So we welcome you. Thank you so much for coming to the Oasis, the Rivers of Living Water, the Booth Camp, and the Filling Station. We thank you for all your faithfulness, all of you that come every Wednesday to hear what God has to say for the week for you, in order to sustain you, to strengthen you, and just to uphold you in every area of your life. Every day, we need Jesus, people of God, especially in the times that we live now. I'll tell you what, we have to be diligent in keeping a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and our Father and the Holy Spirit. Every day is a new day, another day of living in the light of God's Word, in His authority and His power and His ability. We have no authority apart from Jesus. We have no authority over the devil or power or ability. But in Him, in Christ Jesus, we have everything. We have authority because Jesus said, I give you power and authority over the enemy and all his imps, and you shall trample on scorpions and lions and snakes. And if you eat, if you drink any deadly poison, it shall not harm you. So we know that in Christ Jesus, but you have to be in Christ. You have to have a relationship with Him. The world doesn't have what we have, and the world is envious of what we have. We are beaming lights. We are the salt of the earth. We are the glory of God here on earth. Amen. We are kings and priests on this earth. We're ambassadors that God has placed us here to let us be that beaming light and the light of the world, to let others know. And more people are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. God, Jesus is visiting so many people in dreams, appearing to them and turning them into focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. We love you. We bless you. Lord Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We thank you so much for giving us the abundant life, the over-the-top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God that only you can give us, Father. We have the character and the nature of God in us, always prevailing, always having victory, never being defeated, because Jesus already won our victory. And in Him, we implement the victory in our lives because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything we have is because of Him. We don't own anything. Everything belongs to the Father God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Everything the Father has given to us is by His divine power that He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, and at giving us exceeding precious promises that we can obtain and partake of those divine promises given unto us. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We welcome you. We thank you for coming and for listening to the Word, but not only listening to it, but being a doer of the Word. I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the Word. Say, I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the Word. Amen. And I obey. Let me tell you, a couple of weeks ago, as I was praying, the Holy Spirit said to me, Rose, take heed what you see and what you hear, and do not be deceived. Take heed in what you see and what you hear, and do not be deceived. And don't you know these are perilous times, and it's going to get worse. The enemy wants to blind and has blinded the minds of the people, and he's trying to blind the minds of the children of God. So be aware and keep your mind stayed on Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, the perfecter, and the finisher of your faith. Looking unto Jesus always, keeping our minds disciplined on him. We have self-controlled minds that we put it on the Lord Jesus Christ and his word. We have disciplined minds. We have peaceful minds. We have sound minds. Amen? And the memory of the righteous is blessed. We have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. We're not going to have it. We do have it. And that's why we have to keep it full of God's word always. Amen? Today we're going to be speaking on living water. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Psalms 23:4. How many of you say that every day? I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I will not have any fear. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Psalms 23:4. Because Satan is called the god of this world, according to 2 Corinthians 4:4, the currents of evil and his forces are continually flowing around us. And can I hear an amen? Especially nowadays, I mean, everywhere we go, I'll tell you what, evil is all around us. But thank God for the precious blood of Jesus. And I just advise you, or I encourage you every day, plead the blood of Jesus before you leave your home. Plead the blood of Jesus over you, your family, your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, over your vehicles, over your property, in the marketplace, the workplace. Because the blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around us. If we could see what is in the realm of the Spirit, and God doesn't let us see it, it's only by his will that he opens our eyes if he wants us to see. But he doesn't want us to see because there's so much evil going around, especially with people right now. I mean, they are just letting Satan in, and they are acting unbecomingly. They have rage. They have anger. They have mental illness. They want to kill people, for innocent people that are not doing anything. But they are the works of the enemy, because they have given in to the enemy, and he's going to use whoever lets him. And he is looking for people all the time, even Christians, to be able to let him in, but we don't, in the name of Jesus. No, we don't. We have the mind of Christ. And we cast down vain imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God, and we bring them into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thoughts, ideas, and suggestions that opposes the word of God, we cast them down, we slap them down, we kick them down, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, because Satan is called the god of this world, the currents of evil and his forces are continually flowing all around us. David wrote in Psalms 23, in the presence of my enemies, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And how many, you know, we have so many enemies. Not having a sound mind is an enemy of God. Sickness is an enemy of God. Disease is an enemy of God. Poverty is an enemy of God. Lack of finances is an enemy of God. Disbelief is an enemy of God. Doubt and unbelief and being critical is an enemy of God. Anything that opposes the word of God is an enemy of God. We are children of God. We are sons and daughters made in the image of God, and we have the character and nature of God. How do we get that? When we're born again and we fill ourselves with the word of God. We're diligent to read our word, to read the word of God, to read his love letters. And he gives us instruction and revelation, inspiration, illumination, and revelation. And it's up to us to participate. We participate in all that the word says, and we do all that the word says. In the name of Jesus, can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. So it says, in the presence of my enemies, and though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, illustrating to us that the earth is now a valley of death's shadows. That's only a shadow. Those shadows cannot do anything to us unless we let them. And it is filled with our enemies and currents of evil powers. But they are not to have any power over any believer of God, any daughter or sons of God. We don't let. We cast down every vain imagination, every evil. When you sense it, say, get out of here in the name of Jesus. I submit myself to God and I resist you, and you have to flee in the name of Jesus. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Amen. Those evil currents flow around us all the time. Yeah, they are all around 24/7. But take courage. Jesus has provided for you and me a greater flow. He declared, the water that I shall give you, the water that I shall give you shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Those are the rivers of living water that are in us all the time, 24/7. And his word is living water to us. So every time we partake of the word, we read it, we put it in to our spirit, it becomes a well of living water. Amen. John 4:14. Within the believer is a life-giving flow we are to drink of. The divine life, the healing life, the peaceful life, the joy life, prosperity life, and all of God's blessing. Can I hear an amen? I mean, we are so blessed, people of God. We don't have anything missing, lacking, broken, or damaged in our lives because we have the greater one, the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He is our divine companion for the journey, the Holy Spirit. God's presence is his. His divine presence is our divine companion for the journey that we're in. We're never left alone. We're not alone in this journey. The Holy Spirit's in us, the Spirit of God. The fullness of God dwells in each son and daughter of God. Amen? Christ in me, the hope of glory, and me in Christ. Christ in me, the hope of glory, and I am in Christ Jesus, the anointed one. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? We are to live full of his spirit. Not just halfway, but full of his spirit. So how do we stay full? By reading his word, by partaking in his word, by obeying his word and doing his will in our lives. Amen. Every day is a new day. Amen. We are to live full of his spirit so that we are unaffected by the enemy's flow that is all around us. I mean, we may sense it, we may feel it, but guess what? We have the authority to speak to it and say, get out of here. Not in my watch, not in my house. Get out in the name of Jesus. A life lived in God is a life that continually stands against and overcomes the flow of the world. Let me read that again. A life lived in God is a life that continually stands against and overcomes the flow of the world. And we don't flow the way the world does. We have a higher flow. Our flow is the greatest flow that is in us and the greatest flow of God in our lives. We're above this world's flow. And you know why? Because the greatest flow is God's love that lives in us. Amen. Don't become fearful or disheartened by that evil flow. And you know the enemy wants to get us to start thinking, oh my God, I have fear. I can't go here. I can't go there. Yeah, you can go there. You can go to that place. But if God told you not to, don't disobey him. Go to where you have the peace of God, and the peace of God will lead you and guide you and direct your path, what paths you are to take. And the paths that God has for us are paths of righteousness. They are the path that we are to go. If we sense in our spirit, don't go to this place, you need to obey God. If you sense a stirring, don't go. Don't go to that place. Stay away. And just go to the place where you have peace in your heart. Because let me tell you, we have the greater one, the Holy Spirit. And we are sensitive to his spirit. Because we read his word and we know his word. And we know his voice. He says, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger's voice they will not follow. We don't follow the enemy or our flesh, what our flesh wants to do. We follow the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. His voice we know. And when he says, don't go there, don't go there. In Jesus' name, amen. So don't become fearful or disheartened by that evil flow that is all around us. Just daily drink of the divine flow within, and it will carry you past every obstacle. Just daily drink what? The living waters. The word of God is living waters and rivers of living water. It's the word that sustains us, people of God. Amen? And that, the word of God, his divine word, and his divine flow will carry us past every obstacle in the fullness of God's blessing. We don't have nothing to fear, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and love and of a sound mind. Don't you know that that God loves us so much? So much. Just think about it. That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We have the eternal living, everlasting life word in us. We are full of God's life. The fullness of the Godhead lives in us. We are protected everywhere we go. When we walk according to his word, when we are not in disobedience, we can walk in righteous paths. And the path that God has for us is his plan for us. And we will fulfill his plan. We will walk in victory. We will flow in victory always. Because we are more than conquerors through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious in the Lord Jesus, not in our own power, but in his power. We depend, rely, and we cling on to him always, always. Apart from him, we cannot do nothing. So our dependency depends on God always, in Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Apart from him, we have no life, people. And who wants to live without the life of God living in us? Not me. And I know you, the faithful ones that come and hear this word. You're the same. You say, apart from God, I don't want to live. I have everything that I need for this day because God is so good to me. He loves me. His goodness is running after me all the time. His goodness, his blessings, his mercy, his compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. So thank you once again. We love you. We continue to pray for you. All the ones that come, we don't know you by name. Some of you we already know, but the ones that come, that we don't know you, but we know you in the spirit, and we pray for every person that comes to the daily bread every Wednesday. We love you. You have a blessed day. You have a blessed evening, and always, always know that you're never alone. God loves you so much, he will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you once again. Thank you. And Brother Andrew will be with you next Wednesday. We'll meet again. If we haven't gone to be with the Lord, we'll see you next Wednesday. God bless you. We love you. Amen.